Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Awakenings with Michelle Mache, the weekly dose of spiritual and metaphysical insights and information for navigating the soul path. During the show, if you would like to call in for a reading or with comments or questions, call 347-539-5122 and press 1 on the keypad, or join the Sacred Space of Empowerment live chat. Create a username by registering with Blog Talk Radio. It's great to connect with all of you here.
Hello and welcome, everyone. Welcome to Awakenings with Michelle Mache. It's great to connect with all of you here. Always, always, every Wednesday we're here, 12 p.m. Pacific time, and it is that time. Hello, everyone, in the Sacred Space of Empowerment Room, also kind of known as the chat room, and welcome everyone that's listening via the phone, archives, and of course, TuneIn Radio and iTunes. Wonderful to connect with everyone, as always. If you want to have a question or a comment, you want to get your questions answered on air, you want to chat, say hi, say hey, you can call in at 347-539-5122, that's 347-539-5122, and press pound 1 on the keypad, and that lets me know that you want to get on air. I just lost the chat room. Are you there? Coming back up. Round and round. Lots going on, and really want to dive into a lot today. We've got just a lot of callers calling in. Please just wait on the line. And those of you that are wanting to call in, that number is 347-539-5122. Again, that's 347-539-5122. And press 1 on your keypad or pound 1, and that lets me know that you have a question or a comment. And we cover a lot of questions, a lot of varying degree here, anything from the metaphysical, the esoteric, all things soul, spirituality, meditation, dream interpretation, mysticism, shamanism. Those of you that have seen my site, selfenlight.com or soulentrepreneurship.life, I've been in this little rodeo for quite a while, so got a lot of stuff on my belt. So if I don't know the answer, someone in the chat will know the answer, caller will know the answer, or I will find the answer for you. So again, I see callers. Please do press 1 on the keypad so that I know that you want to get on air. All right. Welcome, guests. Welcome, everyone, in the Sacred Space of Empowerment Room again. And Denise from Down Under is in the chat. Great to connect with you. And I want to give a couple of resources just at the top of the program to keep in touch with me. Because people are like, oh, are you on Facebook or Instagram? Yes, definitely on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, at Michelle Mache. Always, you can always Google. And join our communities. You know, it's nice to connect with everyone. So if you do, you know, looking for certain or resources, just please, you know, join us and share what you know. I mean, that's part of the, you know, new paradigm is also sharing what you know. You know, everyone has a place in the sharing, and everyone is needed in this. So I want to get to a couple of, before we dive in, and we're going to be talking about, I'm going to share what's happening in this major transit that we're in, but the energy is really pinnacle on November 3rd, and we're in another, I would say, 2.5-3 year cycle of really concentrated focus of a redirecting of our energy in the form of our values, principles, belief, and where we spend our time. Where do we spend our time? How do we spend our time, you know, monetarily? You know, where and how do we spend our money? And there are some major changes that are taking place right now that are, you know, or on the forefront, and I like to give the 411 on this. I do this in my individual, with my individual clients as well as my workshops, and I thought, well, I'm going to start bringing this out a bit more. But before we do that and we dive in, I do always ask, you know, people, if you have email questions or you want questions answered, to please always email me. Anything Awakenings, go to awakeningspodcast@gmail.com or awakeningsradio@gmail.com, you choose. And for guest suggestions, topic suggestions, if you want questions answered on air. And we have a couple that I want to go through that I think also kind of are relevant. Well, one, which is really great, which to me is, we're in a major time of atonement and forgiving and moving on. In fact, I'm having a lot of my people that I work with privately look at their turning points, since we are in a major turning point. And everyone can do this. Look at your major turning points in your life and see what's similar to where you are now and how can you do this passage differently, this crossroads. Because that is what's going to be coming up for everyone. Some people it's already happening now, but you can see. And again, I talk about the forerunners. So a lot of the changes that I'm seeing, it takes a little bit longer to hit certain sectors in the mainstream. If you look, in a way, our changes come, like if you look, like it's striations in rock, you know, there's different layers and levels, and some of the striations are deeper, more embedded. So if you are a light worker, you know, light bearer, you're going to have these changes happen sooner, most probably more intensely, more quickly. And for over a longer period of time, you've been working with some of this. So for you, it may be pinnacling. If you're, for instance, there's a lot right now of anxiety and uncertainty, and I will be getting in more with that. Star seeds, we've come in with that. We've come in with, you know, the shifting sand under our feet. Those that are more earth, some of these changes will cause, you know, even more disruption. But make no mistake of it, we all are the same. So, I mean, if you're a star seed, you are earth too, because everything is really of the same substance. It's just your originating point. It's like somebody that's really comfortable on a boat may be less comfortable. Maybe they have sea legs and they're less comfortable, you know, off of the water. But that doesn't mean they're not part of, you know, the earth. So that's something that's a misnomer that's out there, is, you know, we are comprised of all elements, okay? So, you know, earth, air, water, fire, you know, all, you know, the minerals, you know, so we are comprised of it all. It's just that there's an origin point that can be different, but the composition is the same, you know. So, you know, I don't care if you're a starseed. If you get autopsied, you have blood that's the same in flesh as like everybody else. So last I looked anyway, or you get a cut, you're going to bleed like everyone else. So it's important to know that we might have a different reference point, but that we all are coming from the same source, I guess is the way to put it. So we had a wonderful email question from one of our listeners, Jay, who says, "Hello, Michelle. So I recall being quite cruel to a few children during my primary school days. I sometimes recall these moments of regret and remorse. What healing can I do for these people who are well out of contact for me now?" See, that fits in right now with this atonement, redirection of energy, things really coming back from the past that we need to heal or handle within ourselves so that our life experience is different. First of all, I would say it's to connect with yourself and really embrace and honor that little boy that felt so insecure and uncertain that had to bully or be cruel. And usually when people are bullied, there's been, I've never met a bully that hadn't been bullied at home or somewhere, whether a sibling, father, mother, something. And I don't know if it's emotional, but you know, children that are well adjusted just don't do that. They just don't do that. And you either, when you have physical abuse, mental, emotional abuse, whatever form of denigration that you suffer, you know, abuse, cruelty, however you want to say it, it either manifests in two ways. Either you go out as the protector, or you become the cruel one or the bully. And either one, you don't, because I myself, I became the protector, the mediator, the savior, the hero. And you literally swooped in and, you know, kind of saved some kids and this and that. But you don't want to live in either plane either. Okay, either plane, you know, we want to push it back in the middle to kind of be real. So whether you manifested this, whatever end of the polarity plane that you manifested being hurt, you want to embrace that part of you, and through getting into a meditative state and just really feeling that part of you and really feeling yourself embrace that part, breathe into that part, and let that part come up and out more. You don't want to push it down. You don't want to stuff it down. And as you forgive that part for not knowing how to do it differently, you know, and there are meditations on my YouTube channel, Light Being 21. There's some breathwork and meditation on selfandlight.com that you, and I'm also on SoundCloud. There's some meditations there. And you know, of course, you can always get them on iTunes as well. But all you really need to do is get into kind of an accepting, loving, honoring state, which we could also call the meditative state. And I would say do some the breath with the meditation to get into that oneness place as much as you can. And the feelings will be coming up. That's okay. Let them feel the feelings, the regret, the remorse, the shame, the blame. Feel it all, the fear, the anxiety. Feel it all. And then start bringing your awareness back in the past, all the way back to those times, and embrace that part of you that was back there. And I like to do a little process where I take that part that was so wounded and I envision the Shoshana, the rainbow bridge, or the, you know, maybe the silver cord, the connection to the higher self, to spirit. I reconnect that part up because it felt disconnected. And for some people, the disconnection goes all the way, you know, and for all of us, at some level, in the light bearer, light worker, that original separation, which biblically called original sin, but it's the time that we originally separated out from the all that is, when we started coming into vibrational form and into a soul and then into, you know, an earth form, personality. For many, that's jarring. And so it feels like we were abandoned, you know, and that plays out. So as far back as you need, you know, need to go. But first and foremost, connect into that part of you that witnessed this, did this, you know, was caught in that behavior pattern out of hurt, that relating pattern. Give that part of you some light. And then envision those beings, those wonderful little human beings that you acted out upon out of hurt, and envision light, send them light, you know, and also envision them hooked up to their higher self and to source. They're taken care of. So, and then embrace that part of you that's held back there, that's still holding on to this. Breathe into that part. Feel that part in the center of your being, and then bring that part forward with you into the present, into your heart. So when we're upset, we have remorse, shame, blame. There's parts of us energetically that are held back. That's why we do the alchemical inner work. We do parts processing. So the more we can bring the parts of us forward, up and out, embrace them, acknowledge them, embrace them, you know, help them learn and grow without shutting them down or pushing them away or pushing them down or pushing them in the back, the more we access our spiritual energy, prana, life force, animating energy, the more we connect with the fullness of our soul. Every one of us, I mean, I can think of some times back in my past, I can think of one situation where I didn't act so consciously. I would fear of survival, fear of not having enough, and I was pretty conscious. I was on a path, but you know, the the uncertainty of my life and the fear got to me. And I think sometimes about that part of me back then. And now I look and I go, God, you knew so much and were doing so much, and yet you were scrambling around and so afraid, you know. And so really it's about us reclaiming those parts, forgiving those parts. Now, this I love, and James has put this in, this question. Hi, Michelle. The photos of suffering children saddens me. I also feel for the anguish of parents watching their children suffer, being unable to alleviate the suffering. So the world's population has boomed in the last 100 years, with seemingly more children being born into suffering. What is spirit thinking? Where is the spiritual growth and the adventure in being attached to a body that is malnourished, maltreated, etc.? What upsets me more, though, are the people's leaders that let them down through poor government policy, corruption, skewed distribution of wealth and resources, and how they get away with it. What are your thoughts about the big picture of what is occurring on Earth right now? That's what we're going to be talking about, James. Is the train about to stop and spirit went on before the ride finishes? Is spirit trying to achieve a critical mass of suffering in order to prompt a shift? Okay, I love this question. And first of all, we are spirit. We are the all that is, okay? So when you're talking about these collective or individual changes, and I really want to dive into more of the collective changes that are happening right now, you are talking about an aspect of all of us. So there is no God or spirit in a form. Spirit takes many forms. It's a malleable energy. Think of spirit as clay, a lump of clay. Spirit, chitti, consciousness, life force, animating energy, prana. You can feel it. Those of you that do my subtle work with me with the subtle energy, that do the soul path teleworkshops, you felt it, the subtle energy. You know, deep, we feel it in deep meditation, deep relaxation. We feel the interconnectedness of the all that is, the resonant fields. We have to stop personalizing God, you know, as those aspects of God, aspects of the all that is. But we have to start personalizing that it's this person, this being that's orchestrated everything, this thing that's outside of us, or that spirit is the spiritual energy is imbued or imbibed with consciousness, or they're one and the same. But it's us. We live in a world that, in a way, it's a test. It's because we live in a world of the polarity plane, whatever is needed and necessary until it is no longer needed and necessary to play and experience and express itself out will continue. So when we have the idea, this is why we need to be careful of our languaging, and the guide spoke of this years ago, you know, and I brought this up, and Sarah said, you've got to stop saying that's good, that's bad, this, you know, and there's even wise sage stories of this, you know, it's like, I've been thinking of the parable, I don't want to get into it, but the Hindu parable, just bottom line is, you know, a son is born, that's good, oh, you know, but then the son is going to go away and go to war, oh, that's bad, but then the son got the, you know, his leg, you know, amputated. Oh, that's bad. But no, it's good because he, you know, didn't have to go to war. But then he got married and left the home. That's bad. But then he had another son. That's good. You see what I'm saying? So we play out this polarity. It depends on where you're looking if something is good or bad. What's best to say is what's most life-enhancing, what's of most resonance, what's most post-survival, what's more fulfilling. Is to move more into our instinctual awareness on this. So we're playing all this out, this in this game of consciousness, this spirit of play, this great dance. The evolution is our deciding to play a different game. It's part of the steps, and which is starting to happen. I mean, there is to some degree, there's more awareness of suffering, but yet there's less suffering if you want to weigh things out. I know, I get pained with that. Children and animal beings, that's it. I mean, I can't even watch those commercials, you know, where they have the you know, the animals that have been harmed. You know, I saw something the other day, a dog that got, somebody put it on. I have to change the channel. Or the kids, you know, when I see it, even when I went and spent time in India, it was very hard. You know, what helps me is moving from the micro view of my personal, the personality and what I'm attaching. Because when we feel suffering, we're also connecting to our own suffering and vulnerability in the world. And so when we see images like this, and of course the misuse of power with the leaders, but see, all that's being played out. We've had this dynamic set up literally since the beginning of time, and it's working its way through, working its way out, but it is still very much. I mean, if you have followers, you have to have leaders. You know, that's why the more we can say, oh, I have that energy too. I'm not putting this person on a pedestal. You know, I admire them. I'm inspired by them. I'm learning from them, but I'm also my own teacher. You know, I'm also sharing my gifts. That's why I always say to people, please call in, or in my groups that I do, please speak up. You know, a lot of what I'm doing, you know, not just connecting to spirit, channeling that, but channeling the whole of who is present in my, you know, workshops, in my group, so everybody's contributing. I have a very strong awareness of that everybody is contributing on the mental, emotional, spiritual plane. You know, there is this energy, this collective. So it's not me. You know, it's a part of me. It's an aspect of me, but it's not me. So the more you can get that there is a sacredness to all of life, whatever is being played out, and you can see the sacredness of of their path, that it's valid. They are living something else out. And it's only on this dimension. Now, that doesn't mean on other dimensions they're not having a different experience. So I know that's hard to get. It's very much the macrocosm of what's going on. It's every vibration that we have, a complex of vibrational frequencies, creates a thought form, just like a song, right? You have different notes in the song, different intonations. If the song is really interesting, the voice will have different, I'm thinking like an Amy Winehouse or something. Actually, I heard Nick Jonas earlier this morning, and he's quite well as a singing. I think in my little humble opinion. You know, you can think of some of the greats, but they undulate, they intonated their voice. There was all these little complexities in the voice, and there's many more. I mean, you could get rockers, you know, Robert Plant, on and on and on. So we could talk about, there's so many, you know, and I have so much wide, you know, experience of music. I was listening to Dwight Yoakam also earlier today. So from hip-hop on, everybody, you know, just whatever music form you like, just apply that example to. So we are the same. So from that complex of vibrational frequencies, again, first there was the word, and the word was the law, okay? We set the law in motion. Lord, if we look at this context, fear the Lord. Fear, if you look back in olden times, meant respect, and Lord meant law. The Lord of the house, the law of the house, the law of the manor. So respect that law. There is a universal law that is impersonal. There's a part of us that's impersonal. There's a part of God, the all that is impersonal. We can personalize it and mold it to what we think or believe it is and what we feel it is and how that energy or that beingness interacts with us. But there is an impersonal aspect as well. And there's a personal part of us and an impersonal part of us as well. So, you know, they call the impersonal the existential, right? So from that law, that vibrate, that complex of frequencies, something is set in motion. So if you think of, gosh, I'm thinking of like the modern dance years ago that I saw, and the dancers had this, there was a group of dancers, and they're calling them all in, you know, this stretchy fabric, kind of, I don't know, kind of skin tone and whitish. And they had this tarp, like stretchy tarp, and they were in it, and they would roll in it, and one person would stretch one way, and so the form kept changing. you know, in the dance, and one would stretch out, you know, like kind of put their hands out, you know, or put their hands up, you know, kind of a yay, and then the same would stretch, and then another person would come close to them, and so that fabric would stretch in, and then some would, you know, kind of stretch out to like a back bend. That's what we are. So if one is stretching one way, like what we call good, then there's one stretching for bad. There's complementary. If one is stretching for a positive, one is stretching for negative, one is stretching in electrical, then there's one stretching magnetically. So we're in this play of polarity consciousness, duality. There is duality. We live in a dual universe, but at the crux of it, we're playing out the duality, but the crux of it is there is only one. It's like, it's all chitti, it's all energy in different forms. Just like we talk about relationships, well, it's all just energy structured, whether I'm structuring energy within a relationship or I'm structuring energy within an institution, within a school, you know, it's all the same. So when you can look at that, you see, wow, this is playing out. When I have a crime, I need to have the crime stopper, okay? So all these things will play out just like certain species, animal beings. They play out until they're played out enough, until we move it on the astral and etheric plane more into the center. In a way, like I think it was Jung said, or Einstein, you know, that we don't solve our problems with the same consciousness that created it. We play things out. We get to a neutral point and things fall away. And that's what happens. So we are in a time right now of harmony through conflict. People are seeing a lot of, experiencing a lot of inner conflict as well as outer conflict. That's what you're seeing, you know, with the wars, in fact, and then the personal wars of, well, what are my beliefs or ideas, or I'm torn in two, or what do I really want to do, or what's really right for me? And you're seeing this all play out. So in the cosmic or cosmological sense, you can say, does it make sense? Well, yes and no. You know, when we're in a neutral point, we're in the zone, in the nothingness. Things get absorbed. That's why when you have, and that's the state you get in meditation, right? The acceptance of all that is. You're in that central point. When there is no more emotional charge for something, whether you want to call it positive charge or negative charge, positive triggering, negative, you know, when the things are not, when they're so terrible, so bad, there's a lot of charge and they linger. When they're so good and so great, they linger. When we get to a point where it's just like boredom, neutral, it moves on. Now, what's interesting, though, is we don't have this just with our rational mind, our surface mind, or consciously. We have it with the subconscious, the sub-levels. So a lot of what's being played out, we may consciously be finished with, but subconsciously, in the collective subconscious or the collective unconscious, it's not played out. There's still enough people playing it out. So we have our individual reality, and yet we have a group reality. So when there is no more charge, when you're done, you're done. It's like after a great meal, you know, you get to that satiated point. It's done. You just know that it's over. So I think the big thing is not attributing this, you know, what is anamorphic, I can't think of the name, but Steiner talks about it, this personalized view. And I know it's hard to see that there is this impersonal part. There is a system, there is a path, but there is a randomness. There is a chaotic, systemized randomness. Because universally, we are patterns. We are patterns of energy. If you look at people, a relating pattern is a pattern of energy of how we relate, where we put our energy, our time, our focus. And so we are all patterns. Everything is a pattern, boils down to a universal pattern. And you see this, and that's what sacred geometry is. So everything can boil down to that, be seen by that, and there's a beauty in that. That's that high level of mathematics that is so high left brain that it eases over into the right brain and becomes so expanded mathematically that it goes into that higher right brain where it's so abstract, right? So these concepts, so what I try to do is I try to see the honoring in what they're going through. And if I can, I try to do something about it in a big way or a little way. But knowing that everybody, whether they are living on the street, is on their own sacred path. Now, some of us could say, glad that's not me, or I'm glad I didn't choose that. You know, because on some level, it is part of the unfolding. It is the yin to the yang, you know, the yang to the yin. It is that balancing point. So wherever we have the thought form has to manifest in physical form. If there's enough agreement, whether individually, a small group, or in the collective, if there is enough. And then some of what you're talking about, James, are the symptoms of misuse of power or corruption, which all comes from fear. So from that and not having enough, greed is simply another form of fear of not having enough, or not, you know, or I have to hold on to things because there's might not be enough down the road, or there won't be, or I need more than everybody else. You know, and it also comes from deep wounding or hurt. If you look in history, you know, doesn't make it right, but everyone that's ever done any heinous acts have always come from a high level of abuse. And we've had that within our system. It's been a system of power over, or those feeling underpowered. So the one that's been abused either bullies and does power over, or feels overpowered and isn't recognizing their power or empowerment. And so these things get played out individually, collectively. Some of it is collective, I don't like the word karma, but destiny or learning lesson to come in a specific way. So there can be an incarnation of a group of souls and they didn't sit down and think about this, but it's their energetic structure. It is their, you know, they were birthed to do this. The energetic matrix, the energetic structure, the complex of frequencies moved around in such a configuration to create this energetic form that then created the thought form, and then the thought form comes etherically. It's like a little shadow that hangs and then manifest physically. This is why it's always said consciousness is an inside job. The more that we can do to raise our own consciousness, we do affect each other and the world, the universe. We do make a difference. Consciousness is not what people do on the outside. I don't care. You can say happy, happy, namaste, write all these great books, be a bestseller. But if you're not living in resonance or alignment, it's empty ritual, what we say, empty ritual, shamanically. We say, you know, you go to church, stand up, sit down, kneel, stand up, sit, but you're not there. Your body's there, your mind is elsewhere. You're just going for a show. That's communicated to the world, whether synagogue, whatever, monastery, wherever you're going, whatever your belief is. This is why it's important for all of us to find what really brings us true joy, alignment and fulfillment, and to live that and honor that, because that's what shifts us vibrationally. That's what puts us in alignment. It's all about alignment. We can't know the bigger picture. We can know bits of it, but we you know, there's a part of us that can't, that's not going to know that. So we're better off, honestly, living more authentically and being there for each other. And that's, you know, and that gets into what this redirection of energy is that's coming up. You know, the conjunction of this is coming up November 3rd. But we've been in the middle of, you know, we've been, it's been happening. actually, since 2011, we've had some major, major changes. We are in the new energetic pattern. There's not going back. Don't think about 2005, the 90s, the 80s, the 70s, the 60s, the 50s, whatever. Don't. We are in the part of the awakening that's called the converging flow. We went through the harmonic convergence. The harmonizing is there. So what it, the great impulse is to harmonize, to bring unification. It might be through conflict, harmony through conflict. It's through the heart. This is why the heart chakra is so important. All chakras are important, but you're seeing an activation on a heart level. And also third chakra. You're seeing the third and the fourth, you know, really being activated so that for the masses, the seventh chakra, that spiritual center, can be more activated so that people recognize their spiritual beings. We're all interconnected. Now, does that mean other people are not operating from the higher chakras, the eighth and above, eighth, ninth, tenth, 12th, 13th? No, we are. We are. We are. But we're talking about the mainstream. We're talking about where our systems of thought, our schools, our political system, our, you know, our news organization. We're talking about the fabric of society. This is what Pluto and Capricorn is doing. It's getting in there and rotor-rootering. It's creating some upheaval and transformation. It's doing disruptive, you know, innovation in those areas. And the next one, it comes to Aquarius, it'll be more individual groups, you know, more individuals. Group. It's happening still individually, but then you're going to see it more as the movement goes, and then into Pisces, more into the religion and mysticism and drawing that in, and then Aries, the people individual. Then we will have come around full circle as a species, so to speak. So right now there is a lot of anxiety and uncertainty, and you are seeing this politically. You're seeing, you know, Donald Trump, I always say like him or don't like him, he's living his sole purpose. He is like a little pig in poo-poo, loving what he's doing. And you can feel it energetically, and that's what people are responding to. I can't tell you how many, you know, news pundits say, he seems happy to be doing what he's doing. The rest of the candidates don't seem so happy. They seem tired. Why? Because just like what happens with us individuals, as individuals, when we do things because we think we have to or we should, when we don't find our authentic way into something, the authentic edge in, the authentic meaning, the authentic way to hook in, align into something, when we're doing it by rote, we get tired because there's less life force energy coming in. Look at when I'm talking. I'm getting excited. There's more life force energy coming. My voice goes up. Maybe I get a little angry. Maybe I get a little impassioned. So there's a universal call right now for that, because that means you're tapping into your soul. We have to remove the idea, the belief, that if I'm being soul fulfilled or soul fueled or spirit led, that it looks a certain way. That it looks like I'm holding hands and singing Kumbaya and thinking of everybody. No, the soul is individual. We have the soul of humankind, the individual souls. We have the oversouls of the collective energies that are overseeing vibrationally and in within our thought forms and astrally, within our emotions, our emotional body, how we respond or react, within the testing period of you know, on the if you're looking at the tree of life, that the etheric plane, okay, which boils, which you know, things are being tested etherically to see, do they manifest, is there enough there, you know, that ninth, I'm trying to think of the word of it now, what it's called, but that ninth plane, do we yasad. Yasad, the purifying, what's ruled by the moon. Maybe one day I will get more into this, into the tree of life with you. I studied the Kabbalah. But that ties in because we're looking at it astrologically, mathematically. We're looking at it, you know, in different levels. The foundation, does something come into the kingdom on earth? Malchut. Does it come through? Does it come through in the earth elements? So we're having a lot right now to do with the seventh sphere, Nisak, which the Elohim rules, which has to do with the overseers of where are we going directionally? Where is the earth going? Where are we going? Where is this universe going? You know, there are many universes. Its intelligence is the occult. Astrologically, it's Venus. Then we've got the eighth sphere, Hod, which is the Beni Elohim, and it's astrologically, it's Mercury, and it's perfecting. We're being perfected. Okay, we're being perfected in form right now. And our likes, our dislikes, we're having to look at, you know, what we are creating, where are we putting our energy. And then it's connected into the fourth sphere, which is mercy, the Kesed Malim, this astrologically it's Jupiter, and it's the cohesive. What's cohesive? What's coherent? What is of resonance? So we're all being tested individually, globally, through our system, that is where we're putting our time and our energy, fulfilling the bigger purpose of service, and not just service to other people, but to ourselves and to the divine plan, to the soul's unfolding. Are we putting it in false idols? What is a false idol? It's anything outside of ourselves, outside of our truth, our inner knowing. Is it the falsity? Money is great. Jobs are great. Right now, what you're going to see, a lot of layoffs, mass layoffs. You're going to see a lot more with the real estate diving, the stock market, you know, the money. Because we're being asked, not those things are bad or wrong, but are we overemphasizing those things over genuine connecting with each other, relating? I see you, you see me, into me you see, connecting. Slowing down. I suggest to everybody to slow down, you know, to take time to reflect on what you need and want and what you're going through. You know, look at the turning points in your life. What's coming up is the higher truth, moving from the little self-centered truth, being centered in self and saying, this is my personal truth, this is my preference. But what's the bigger truth in the situation? We don't know until we meditate, until we get in some alignment, until we get out of the hurt or wounded ego, the wounding. So we're being asked to respond more and react less. So some things to ask yourself right now is, how do you want to live? You know, the changes are going to happen, so you can do it from your own volition. In your own awakening, like, oh, something needs to change. I need to adjust something in my life, or it will be enforced upon you. So we are in this global shift, this collective to individual shift, where we are in the converging flow, which is supporting the new trend. So there's a lot of dividing, a lot of division. What's needed is adaptability, following and opening and allowing what is of most resonance, what is of most coherence for you in your life. Sometimes things might be tight, feel tight and a little pinchy because you're going through fears, you're clearing. I would say, you know, unless you have to, it's not a time to jump in something or jump out of something. It's more of a winding. Or if there is something, if you are, your energy is redirected, like I've had some people that have lost jobs, you know, and there's people where it's not a resonance, where they're being moved on or they're not, you know, I'm even seeing it in my practice, people that are not able to kind of keep up with the energy are falling by the wayside. And you can see where there's not gratitude. You know, I helped somebody recently and the ingratitude, I'm so ungrateful. And I really had given a lot to this person to really try to help them. And they're just not ready. And so you have to let some people go. You have to allow the space. Doesn't mean you cut them off. And you see them going in, and it's hard as a teacher sometimes, as a guide, a soul guide. It's hard as a therapist sometimes to see people going in the wrong direction, or, wow, you had so many chances or so much support, and you're doing this, you know, which is out of hurt. It's not loving, but everything is love. So even sometimes people get caught up in things and they're doing an expression that's a cry for love, cry for help, even if it's pushing away or withdrawing, it's that, just like Jane said in, it's acting out of the wounding. And so people, usually they will reach out, you know, and try to hurt those that they feel closest to or safest with, because it's safer to do that. So you're going to see a lot of that playing out within relationship. We have some, you know, some trying, some challenging, some opening aspects that are happening right now that are really squeezing you into a narrower passageway to get rid of the fluff. We're really being called to economize our energy, economize our emotion, economize our money, our finances, economize where we put our energy. Look at where you're most supported, and that's where you put your time, energy, and your focus. Trying to spread out too thin, which is this one person I'm thinking of, they were way overspread out, you will collapse, you will feel more anxiety and more uncertainty. So it's not to depend on the job, it's to depend on your resources, to depend on your inner knowing, your connection to source. You know, the job, the people in your life are not your source. It's infinite source coming through them in that form. Now, to move into gratitude and appreciation to who and what is around you, that's where we're being squeezed, because people forget. You know, it's like, well, I really went through that horrible time, but now that that's over, I got to focus back on my career. I got to focus on making money. I'm out there. Please don't forget your support system. Don't support what's held you up. Your spiritual practice, your meditation. Is it your hiking? Is it your animal beings? Is it when you look at your child and you see their twinkle in the eye? When you walk your lovely doggy, you know, you pet your cat, whatever, your husband, your wife, your lover, your spouse, whatever. Look at that. Slow down. Take it in. Wow. Okay. Those areas that if I didn't have anything, what would I have? So this, you know, what happened to me, if, you know, months ago when I started this, I think at the beginning of the year when I was looking at doing this full entrepreneurship group and program, which has been phenomenal. I'm so happy with it. I'm so happy with the amazing progress and unfolding and fulfillment that the participants have been doing and what they've been bringing. And they've been creating their own group and connecting and supporting each other in their own soul's unfoldment and actualizing their soul's purpose. It's been really fulfilling. I had a different time and date for the program and the group. We meet monthly in person and via video, Skype video. And I was in my meditation, and I was getting this whole vision of all these changes that would be coming up, specifically within the 9 months to 11 months. And, you know, and I was seeing things in some readings. I've seen, you know, the economy in China dropping. This was before it all happened on the news. And I was, you know, in session and with somebody talking about, you know, the U.S. and business, you know, interest in European investing more in Russia, and Russia being taking more prominence than China taking more backseat and fluctuations. And so I was shown this whole vision and this unfolding of where people would be going. And I didn't really understand it, like the changes that would be happening to redirect people, the main stream, if you will, the collective focus. And then I saw in like just this bright, you know, like a big on a screen, November 3rd, November 3rd. And the guide said, you know, you have to keep your group past November 3rd because this is a very important time, pinnacle point. So I don't always look at astrology. I'm an astrologer, but I do my more psychic and channeling and opening. But I do that maybe more on the side. And I've been talking to a client of mine, and I said, oh, and I relayed the story and said what I saw was going to be happening and November 3rd. And she said, oh, let's look at the aspects. I thought, oh, I didn't even think about that, to look at the aspects. And that was a direct conjunction of Jupiter and Virgo, Mercury, or Mars and Virgo, and Venus and Virgo. And so I reflected on that and then looked at from a soul perspective, a soul-centered, it's a very, very, very critical conjunction and turning point, which we've already had the energies leading up to it. We've seen what has been happening already collectively, already in the news, around the world. You know, we've seen what's been going on. And as I tuned in, and there's a strong Palladian energy with this too, by the way, I'm directed, which is interesting because we had Lou Martin on the other day who connects with them and has them come through. If you think about it, constellation Virgo, the dog star, it's Sirius, okay, has to do with service. It's Pleiadian. It's from the, you know, Pleiadian constellation, Pleiadian home. Is specifically about teaching and learning. But what's happened in the past is we've left ourselves out. It's like we're teaching others or helping others learn, or we're being of service to others or something greater to ourselves. We need to back it up. It's being of service to ourselves. We are here in physical form to serve our greater nature of the soul unfolding, because the soul, it's not just us personally, individually. It's not just our personality, our individual soul. It is a complex of vibrational frequencies that's needed on the planet. It's an influence that's needed on the planet. It's a form that's needed on the planet for the greater whole, for the greater unfolding. So we really, and this, of course, brings in that Aquarian age, we have to bring ourselves individually into the equation. That is that Aquarius Leo aspect. It's not the Piscean area of everything is done to sacrifice the individual for the whole or for the group or for religion. It is, how do I individually shine as a soul being? How do I individually shine, do my thing in coherence and resonance with the whole, whether that's other people individually that in your life, you know, your job position, you know, neighborhood, community, society, the nation, the universe. So we're bringing ourselves individually into the equation, as well as our interconnectedness on a group level, that we are grouped or group beings, and we have these group systems. We have these systems that also need to be, that are being overhauled to some degree, you know, to greater degree, to some degree, or some to a greater degree. So this turning point is going to be squeezing all of us within relation to ourselves and to each other, relation to the all that is, to source, and to each other individually, as well as collectively within systems, corporations, school systems, to not only look at, but change. This is the change point, to change where we put our time, our energy, our resources. Where do we focus? What do we really value? But this is not, and Jupiter expands it. It's the beneficent. It is beneficent. However, it also expands. It brings the spotlight. You know, it expands, it exaggerates. So where is this, you know, you would obviously look at what, you know, how this is affecting by, you know, by sign. Mars is telling me there's going to be action, there will be physical action, not just individually, but collectively. Groups of events, the converging flow, whether you want to call it the good, the bad, the ugly. The converging flow, everything happening at once. This is why a lot of people are feeling this anxiousness. I've been hearing this, can't sleep. I feel something's going to happen. Something's going on. I feel changes in my life. Am I going to move? But I feel like there's greater changes. You know, where are we going politically? Look at what's happening in the political arena. People, you know, the collective saying, I don't want this anymore. I want something that's real. I don't want it to be politically correct. I want truth. I want what people are really thinking. The thinking has to align with the doing. So you're going to see that more in our mainstream culture, pop culture, political culture, is what you're thinking, what you're doing, is what you're thinking behind the scenes, you know, at the coffee table, at the breakfast table, the dinner table, is what you're thinking and talking about, is that what you're living? Doesn't matter if you say it's evolved or less evolved or this person, you know, it'd be better just, if you know, if you don't like certain people, just say it, just be it, speak it. It's a cleansing and clearing of the astral and etheric plane. It's clearing to see, let's shake out the old paradigm, let's shake what's no longer working, that no longer supports a bigger vision of unfolding, and not let it cross through that hole of Yesod into Malkuth. Let's not let it manifest anymore. So a lot of people will be called on the carpet for, you know, you're going to be found out for what you really believe. And, you know, called into, are you living your truth? You know, there can be, and Tamara put in the chat, I'm feeling of grief around the perceived loss of old friendships. Yes. Ways of relating, they're not real. I don't even want to use the word authentic. I want to say real, raw. If you need more time, need more space, it's going to rub people, you know, a certain way, because they're being required now to respond more authentically. And if they can't, or if they're putting a lot of their projection onto you, in fact, you're going to see a lot of more projections as the shadow material is coming up, whether positive or negative projections. But the more people assign it to someone else, the blame, if they keep doing that, no, and you're not doing that anymore in your life, and you're not doing that internally, then those relationships will fall by the wayside. So you're being required to trust your spirit more, trust the higher self, and not the constructed ego, the constructed ways. You know, and this is definitely affecting, you know, mutable, you know, signs, you know, very closely. If you look at getting to the deeper meaning of things that we've had with these Venus aspects the last few years, and now the pinnacle that says in everyday life, this has to change now. You have to live the changes. Ask yourself, what do you really value? What do you really want? What really fulfills you? How do you want to live? Not how much money you want to make. How do you want to live? Look at your ratio to material things, or things that are outside of you, things that are tangible to the intangible, things of the heart as opposed to things of the pocketbook. Economize your energy, your emotional energy, your financial energy. Economize. Not saying to get into fear, but look where you can cut back, where things have maybe overgrown a lot, where there's a lot, maybe there's too much energy in one part of your life and other parts are languishing. You have too much me time or not enough me time. Look at where you're feeling exhausted or depleted and begin to make those shifts. All right, we're going to get to callers, and then we'll continue to be dialing in, and let us see who is on air. We've got 678-665. You're on Awakenings Radio. Welcome to the program.
Hi, how are you doing, Michelle?
I'm doing great, and to whom am I speaking with?
This is Kelly. Good to talk to you.
Hey, Kelly, welcome to the program. Good to talk to you, too.
What's your question? Excellent.
Thank you.
Well, I do have a question, but, I mean, I would like to add to what you were saying. That's okay.
Oh, I would love that. Oh, yes, I love that. Yes.
Because the energies are so awesome right now, and people are kind of freaking out over the energies, and it's like, And the only thing that's happening is it's pulling up things that, you know, you no longer need. And that's a good thing, you know.
Yeah.
And the idea is to stop focusing on it in the negative way. To actually, people could realize how much what they think about is what they are seeing in their life. And knowing that their relationship to their thoughts and what they're dwelling upon, what they believe is possible, that's what they're calling forth to them. But they're asking for change. You know, I want change, I want change, I want change. Yet they're insisting by their own belief systems that the world is a mess. You know, everything is wrong and everything is so difficult. By their own belief systems, they're having that show up. And, you know, it can't be sent to them any other way because we're constantly being given exactly what we believe is possible. So if they could just seeing the higher aspect, you know, seeing everything working out in the world, seeing if you really want to change the world, fall in love with yourself, stop looking at everybody else for validation, validate yourself and give yourself permission to be okay with everything.
So love what you're saying. It's like people call it in. I have a friend of mine. I want a conscious relationship. They're in a conscious relationship. I'm like, conscious relationship is making everything conscious. You're going to have conflict. You're going to have to both heal. But can it be done? It can be done in joy. It's like, hey, exploration, discovery. Oh, I'm healing. I'm moving through this. Oh, my God. This is hard. This is challenging.
And the best part is I heard that and I was aware of it. Whereas before they weren't aware of what happened. So, yeah, they're discovering stuff, and then they think it's a bad thing. It's like, no.
Yeah, and I love it. I love working on myself. I don't even consider it work. It's a form of self-love and love of everyone. It's like love of life. You know, it's like, especially
that's
in challenging times.
That's the most important gift
to know,
that you could give anybody else. Yeah.
Isn't it? And in challenging times, to know you can reach out to people. There are people there. What people are going to begin to see from this redirection of energy and the value systems and where people are putting their values is that the best gifts that we have, the best resources is each other. The best commodity is our soul, our spirit, our mind. And to your point, Kelly, to grow through anything, to change, to create.
Well,
it's not the product.
It's going to happen.
Yeah, it's not the product. It's so true. Not the product. It's not the form. It's us. So thank you for that. I appreciate your input so much.
The only way you can get there, is by being in this moment and being good with this moment, no matter what it looks like. Everything sometimes, shadows come up, but it passes. Just like a rainstorm, it passes.
Yeah.
You know, it's not going to stay
so
there,
true.
And you're going to come out on the other side. And a lot of the times, you always come out saying, wow, look what I learned from having that experience. So everything that happens is a gift. And it's like focus on the gift and just be excited for this current moment. This is where the energy is, not in your past. It's not in your future. It's right here, right now. And when you're okay with yourself, connect to what the soul's all about. And that's where the inspiration comes, movement happens. But if you're so busy dwelling on somebody else or in the past, then you can't receive that information that's always being offered to you. So,
thank you, Kelly. Now, do you have a question? I love what you've shared. Thank you so much.
Yeah, that was just really what I was inspired to share. But, I mean, always, you know, with the new energies, there's so many ideas that are coming up. So, talking about what is the most... let's see, on projects and stuff, what's the most energetically highlighted that you can focus on, I guess, is something that's interesting right now.
Okay, so what was the exact question? What's the, what do you exactly want to know about?
There's an array of ideas and projects brewing, always refining, and always changing. So what's the closest that you see with the most energy?
Well, here's the thing that I see, and I feel like for you, as well as many that have a lot of projects, there is going to be some economizing or some pruning. One is going to take more key focus. Now, I am hearing writing, write, but I'm also hearing speaking or talking or getting out there more within the public. And for you, not to focus on trying to make something too perfect or too done. Even if you think, oh, I'm not ready, or this isn't ready to take out into the world, it is. you will refine as you go. But I feel there's going to be a clearing for you on what you're doing. There's a kind of a parting of the ways. Some things are falling by the wayside, and you'll come back to some of these other projects, but one of them I feel is going to be taking key precedence around you. And by the way, it's going to be the one that you feel is less, you're going to feel that it's less finished. Does that make sense? It's kind of undone.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because there was the inventing process, and then there was the creative aspect.
Mm-hmm. The inventing and then the creating. Well, something, I don't know if you're going to be looking for funding. I don't know. I see you in some small groups talking about what you're doing. What are you most drawn to right now with what you're doing? What comes to your heart? Which one more kind of tickles your heart?
Well, I always love talking about energy in all aspects. Yeah, talking is a big part of it because I love, you know, sharing the information as it comes in. It's really exciting and thrilling. And
go in that direction more. But because I do feel that there is something where there will be a monetary exchange with that. But that is more the direction I see. And I do see some of the other stuff, like I said, falling off by the wayside. But you're ready. You're ready.
Okay. So you do see the monetary with that, with the talking?
I do. Yes. Yes. I don't know if it's a book you have or ebook or book. There's something that you feel is not quite ready or is yet. Spirit is telling me it's good enough, it's ready enough. You can expand on it later or do other series, a part of a series or other copies, but to go out there, and I am seeing more with the talking, with the speaking.
Okay. Oh, that's
absolutely
awesome.
All right, Kelly. Keep us posted. Big hug.
All right. Thank you so much.
Bye. Hi, 201-716. You're on Awakenings. Welcome to the program.
Hey. Hello. Hi, Michelle.
Hey.
Hello.
Who's this? Hi. Hello, I'm here.
Hi, I'm Debbie. How are you?
Hi, Debbie. Welcome. I'm doing great. Do you have a question or a comment for me?
Okay, my question is, my birthday is coming up November 1st, and I wanted to know what kind of change is coming my way, because I know I feel something changing, something is coming my way. I just wanted to know what it is.
Okay. A lot of people getting that something's happening, something's... Now, here's an interesting thing, and I feel you coming more. Do you go to a spiritual group or spiritual center of some sort?
Not as much as I should.
Okay, so you used to.
Well, I'm doing a lot of spiritual work on myself.
Okay, but here's the thing. I feel, and it's funny, because Kelly is a similar, so maybe we're getting a lot of light workers right now that are branching out. I feel you're meant to have your own small group. I don't know if it's meditation, but you're supposed to be having within the home. Here's the thing. I do see you at a center, some kind of spiritual center, and I can see you talking. I can see you speaking. First, I see you part of the group, and there's like a question and answer. And then I hear you sharing what you're going through and how you did it, went through it. And then I do see you leading some kind of group, and I see eyes closed. So I feel like it has to do with spiritual practice and meditation. And you're meant to integrate that and go into that, more into groups. Now, here's the thing I was saying. Where are we supported and how can we support? Mm-hmm. This redirection of energy that we can see energetically and through the astrological aspects that are taking place right now, the transit that we're and it's showing us that we are our own best resource and we need to branch out. That needs to be the branching out, and I don't even want to call it volunteering. I don't even know what it looks like. It looks like different things with different people. Is about us joining with each other. I've been feeling it at my place. I'm getting a new sofa. I'm thinking, because I used to have a lot of kind of little, you know, salons, kind of, you know, food and talking and philosophizing and stuff. And fucking spiritual nature. And so I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to have that again with my friends. I'm going to do more of my soul path workshops, you know, teleworkshops to keep people together, to keep. So I feel that with you, Debbie. I feel you have a lot to give, a lot to share. This next cycle is going to put you more in touch with your own wisdom and your spiritual understanding in a way that you're going to be compelled to share it. And I do feel you could move into a teaching position. It doesn't matter what else you're doing, working at a corporation, doesn't matter what else you're doing. This is a very important part of your life that you're going to be connecting with. And there's going to be a lot of working with small groups as well as personal one-on-one relationships will be highlighted as well. So I feel like there's more relationship coming in for you. Your key is you're going to have to reach out. This energetic frequency that you're coming into this next cycle is going to require you to reach out, weave into different groups, because that's where you're going to have those synchronistic connections to share. Okay?
Right. Okay. Thank you. That sounds very good. I just have to step up to the plate and become more, less of a hermit and more out there connecting with people.
Yeah, just show up. Well, this cycle
I'm like
do,
a loner.
I know, but this cycle you're not going to even. But you're meant to keep the loner. The you know, if you want to look at the tarot, the hermit energy, the high priestess. You're meant to do that. But then when it feels right to go out and share. So this cycle will bring you more into the groups. You've been in a more inner cycle. The one that you're coming out of was very self-focused and healing So the cycle that's coming in for you now, the energy will naturally push you out more. Even just to be around people, whether you talk or not, you're going to find yourself, I'm going to walk, I got to go over there. And then the talking will come naturally. So you'll be winding into it. Okay?
Right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Hi, 917-723. You're on Awakenings. Welcome.
Hi, Michelle. It's Tasha. How are you?
Hey, Tasha. Welcome.
Thank you. I have a question in reference to, like, I've been teaching for the last it's going on 9 years now. And I've always loved, like, coming to work, but now I've gotten to a point, like, I don't even want to come in anymore. So I feel like I am also going through some changes in reference to career, but I don't know what direction to go in.
Okay, let's look. Well, first thing, I feel it's where you're teaching and how. I feel like there's a part of you that's wanting to work more on your own.
Yeah.
And also, I would look to areas of program or curriculum building that you could either go into schools to help with either teachers and or students, bringing maybe mindfulness in, you know, meditation, different ways of handling conflict. I feel there's a strong part of you that is a I don't know if you do that now, but you're a builder of systems of thought, or how to leave something behind, you know, whether it's team building or bringing programs into school with helping the teachers or training the teachers. So you're really a bit of a weaver, and you've worked within the system so that you know how it works is what I'm hearing. So it's really for you about putting some programs together. I could even see you going in speaking or talking even at, you know, I keep hearing hospitals or clinics. Think booklet. Part of what I hear is you're less inclined to want to be there on the staying in the system or the day by day. But definitely the place that you're working at is that it's not as much resonance. I'm feeling it's more transitional for you now. So as you start focusing on other things, the other thing that's really coming up a lot with you is relationship and having more personal time or downtime, and maybe even doing some short trips. So it's savoring the moment. So I don't know, next year, February, March on, I feel like you're going to be really busy. And some of these things I'm telling you, like, well, I'm going to create this program. I feel for you it's about getting, you know, residual income or passive income, where maybe you offer things not only to institutions, you know, schools that you're working within, but online. That
okay.
you're making your information or your content available so that you're leaving something behind and you don't always have to be there is what I'm hearing. Because you're going to want more of a personal life. Do you feel you haven't had much of a personal life in a while?
Correct.
Yeah, okay. So you're going to want more of a personal life of, I can plan for this, I can get a, you know. So it's interesting what I see for you coming up. It's both taking time out and being a little chill, a little lazy, a little chill, but then at the same time working really hard. So how do you do that? You have to put your schedule in such a way that it's not all work, 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 or, oh, I'm overwhelmed, I can't do anything. So it's setting aside times for the work and working on the projects and getting it out there, and then leaving it, letting it be, and letting the personal personal nurture you. But I do see a drive. There's apples. Where are there apples? It's an orchard somehow. Farmland, orchards.
I'm not sure.
Okay. You're going to be driving out somewhere, not obviously not in the city, and I see that there's it's not farmland. There are a lot of trees. You know, there's a lot more nature. Are you near Vermont at all? That area is coming up.
No.
Okay, how? Someplace
I
like
live
that.
In,
Connecticut?
I can drive to Connecticut. That would be...
Well, it's a drive, but it's out of where you're living. It's another area that it feels more rural, more nature-y.
Okay.
You know, more rural, and it's going to be great. It's like a fresh air, you know. So there's going to be some little dry, little getaway times that you're going to be doing. But you're looking at creating a system, you know. And this is the thing, and I was sharing this in the beginning. I'll go back to this: is that whether the system is something outside of us, like a corporation. Remember, there's a micro and a macro. There's a within and without, as above and below, as within and without. So our own system of beliefs, our own system of how we live, our own system of how we work is changing as well. It's not just the corporations out there. It's not just, you know, the Whole Foods or the Walmarts or the Boeing's or whatever the corporations. I'm seeing massive layoffs. I'm seeing people being told, okay, you still work here, but you have to take a cut in salary.
Right.
But we have to do that individually right now. Where can we cut back? Where are we putting too much attention or energy that's no longer serving us? Remember, Virgo's about service. So service to ourselves, is it not serving our life? Where are we getting drained? Where are we not receiving enough back? Or where do we need to just alter boundaries, have tighter boundaries, looser boundaries? You know, how do we need to work differently? Because if you work for yourself, you have your own, you know, routine, which is a system, and your beliefs. So you are going to be maintaining what you're doing while you're, I feel, branching out.
Okay. Thank you, because that's like one of the fears that they put a lot of pressure on us, and it's like, am I still going to have a job? Do I, you know, so it's kind of and it's not only me, it's like a lot of us, we feel the same way with that pressure. It's just like, if you don't do this, like next week, all of a sudden today, they came up to me and they're like, well, you have to do something next Tuesday in regards to like registration. And I'm like, well, I'm not going to be able to do that next Tuesday because my class finishes at such and such time and I have other commitments. And they're like, well, we put you on the schedule already. You have to do it. No, I don't. I said, and if you would like for me to go pick up my son and then come back and I can do the registration with my son here, then I don't have a problem with that. I said, so I'm not saying no. So I'm not, you know, it's not insubordination. I said, but that's the way it's going to have to work, because if not, I'm here the whole day, Mondays and Wednesdays. I can do it those days. So they were putting pressure that way.
Are they going to do the Monday, Wednesday?
No, she said, no, it's Tuesday or that's it. And then I said, well, you know, unfortunately, I can do it, you know, the way I just explained to you. And she said,
here's
I'll let the higher up know.
Okay, here's the thing I feel with you is not to get in a power struggle there. When we get in power struggles, it's because we're not owning our own power or empowerment. Kind of it's like, you know, parents used to say, you're in my house, you have to do what I, you know.
Right.
If you're working for a place, you know, obviously without minimizing your needs and wants, but if you're working for a place, you do need to work within that culture, but find other ways that you can reframe it in your mind that you don't feel taken advantage of, that you feel empowered in your life, that you feel empowered. Because what happens when we're not living fully empowered, we're not connected to our power, when we're supposed to take on more power, which you are, but not there. So I would do what you can to be workable there, still being within your church, your truth. Funny church, that's funny. But be workable. Because I'm thinking of a situation actually where I had to work somewhere, and they tried to have power struggles with me, but I just wouldn't. But I worked within their framework. Oh, yeah, not within the classroom. I did my own thing. But I worked within their framework, and I just did a lot of my emotional clearing, projection, perception. I handled
right.
But what I did is when you see the power struggle, and it's always the assistant to the main person, you know, or the vice president to the president, because usually what happens, the vice president's doing most of the work and the president's getting away, you know, or whatever. You know, it's always, and you're saying, well, I need more, or I'm worth more. When that starts happening, that's your cue. You need to do more. Not there if you can. Sometimes you can. People can recognize you within that system, within that group. But if not, don't try to overthrow it. Just maintain what you're doing and seek where you can be more fully radiating your light and more fully in your, you know, in your power, where you can exercise more of your power. So anytime there's a power struggle, it's showing where we're not living up to our power. If we're feeling overpowered, we're not connected to our power. If we're overpowering others, we're not connected to our power. So that's your cue. So do what you can with there to manage and keep that going while you go, this is transitional. This is what's required of me here. I want more. I'm going to create it. I'm going to get more. Okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what it is, you want to be more of your own boss, but you've got to get the support to believe in yourself to do that, to create more of your own thing, you know.
Right.
And eventually
now,
I see you in a different place.
No, I said, no, I get it. I definitely know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
So you do see me somewhere else in the near future.
Oh, I do. But what I want to say, see, this is like a heads up when we get this. So you're not yet ready to move. So move psychologically. Start bridging to some other stuff now so that it doesn't blow up. Because whether you get asked to leave or you leave, it's coming from the same source, that something's no longer a resonance.
Right.
So you can do it in an empowered way where you start preparing and planning. Make sense?
Thank you, Michelle. Yes, it does. It does.
You're welcome. All right. Thanks
Blessings.
For calling in. Blessings. Hi, we've got 914-486. You're on Awakenings with Michelle Mache.
Hi, Michelle. Thank you so much.
Hi.
Hi, this is Allison. I loved what you were saying earlier in the show. That was really fantastic information.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad you could tune in. Love it.
Oh, great.
Did you have thought, a question, comment?
Sure, yeah. I'd love some information on any advice of what's coming up for me.
Okay, that's a broad thing. So just to tune in the last remaining minutes, It helps you.
How about with the
question,
with the house?
Yeah. Okay. Now I see two things. I'm getting a lot around you with construction. Are you remodeling? Or thinking about that?
Not really. No, but yeah, that kind of makes sense, but not really.
Okay, so kind of makes sense. How? Are you wanting to do that? Or are you going to do that? If you're leaving or moving, I see wherever you're going, you're going to be doing some kind of, I don't know, I feel either redecorating, remodeling to some degree. Are you moving? Because I'm seeing I'm seeing boxes.
Oh, no. Well, hopefully not. That's the thing, hopefully staying. Hopefully buying the house.
Okay, for where you're at. Okay. Did you recently move?
It's been a year.
Okay, so it's pretty new. Okay, so that's what I'm picking up. Let's see. You could, you're trying to do like a lease option or do it on, I feel payment plan?
Financing. With the owner.
Okay, that's what it is. Okay. Why am I feeling a lot of work done around the house? There seems to be...
That
and specifically
could be,
one of the...
My partner loves to work on, always improve it and...
improvements. Okay.
Yeah.
One is with the bathroom. Okay, so let's see... Let's see. Well, I feel like they're going to work with you on the buying, staying with the property and helping you, you know, holding the paper or whatever they're going to do. But you do have a choice. Well, if you just moved, I see you staying put, but I am seeing boxes around, so I don't know if you're cleaning stuff out, getting rid of some stuff. I'm seeing painting. So if that's where you're staying, there is going to be improvements that are made. I can definitely see. I see drop cloth on the ground in one of the rooms. Mm. And this is not right away. I'm seeing more probably around the close of the year into probably February, March, that time period. What's for you with water? You've got to watch. I don't know if it's, are you near water? I don't know if it's flooding or leaking. There's something that's going to be taking place with water.
We just actually, the owner of the house, she just did a thing in the backyard to prevent flooding.
Okay, so that's what I'm seeing. Because there's flooding in the area is what I'm hearing. Mm. So, there's still going to be something. It's not huge, but there is something that is going to be happening with water. I can see that. I would just say sit tight. Sit tight and enjoy. But I do see your partner kind of, taking on some projects, whether you might think things are fine, but I see them wanting to do some improvements around the house I'm getting.
Yeah, we host some cleaning events, so we're wanting to, make a nice house so people will do a lot of community work here. So.
Oh, wonderful. Okay. Yeah. Well, that might be what I'm seeing then, moving stuff around and, painting, making it, I don't know, I've just been seeing some paintings of different colors. How wonderful. So you'll have a great space for people to come and hang. That's great.
Yeah. Oh, great. Oh, thank you so much. Thank you for your wonderful
You're
show.
You're so welcome. Okay. Oh, thank you so much for being a part of it.
Great.
Well, Awakenings listeners, participants, thank you for being a part of Awakenings. We're winding out now. This has just been great to connect with all of you and share. And, I have more of my sharings, and I will, weave it into the other, next week and the following week. Again, all things Awakenings, you can email me at awakeningspodcast@gmail.com for questions, comments, guest suggestions as well. You can also find me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram at Michelle Miche, MichelleMeiche. And if you need resources, you can go to soulentrepreneurship.com or selfenlight.com. And we have a new website that's going to be launching, amazing interactive site. So stay tuned for that. Anyway, yeah, Denise put, thank you so much in the chat. Went so fast. Oh, my God, it did. Didn't cover everything that I wanted to, but I covered what I needed to and was guided to, and that's what counts. All of you are amazing. Buckle down. Look at your turning points. Look at where can you support a lessening of energy and follow and allow where you're energetically being guided. And bring it into practicality, practical application. Anyway, as always, it's so great to connect with all of you. I just always have a great time here and want to thank you for being a part of Awakenings. And thank you, Player FM, for making us one of the best podcasts in spirituality and metaphysics for 2015. Thank you all. Have a great week, and I'll see you next week, next Wednesday.
Awakenings broadcasts every Wednesday, 12 p.m. Pacific Time. Archive shows are available on iTunes. For continued Awaken conversation and insights, join the Awakenings group on Facebook and visit Michelle's blog at soulinsightsforspiritledliving.com. That's soulinsights, the number 4, spiritledliving.com. Keep awake.